And here we are. We've made it to the 9 o'clock stretch. And after a long day of yard work yesterday...
You need to stretch.
I'm telling you, I am definitely feeling this morning. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. The answer is always yes. It was nice. I'm telling you. I got up and mentioned I got up earlier. I guess I probably headed out into the yard a little after 8 because I wanted to let the neighbors sleep in, unlike my neighbor mowing at 7. I'm not sure which one it was, to be honest with you. So, got out there. I did the quieter stuff first. The hedges. Oh, my goodness. The rain that we've had, you know, over the last couple of months, they have just been going crazy. And we've got a lot of landscape in our yard, which is one of the reasons we bought that house. But, man, they love the rain. And so when the hedger, because I've only got one battery, I know that's a problem. I need to have another one. When it died, I stopped too. And so I took a break, went out and killed a little bit of time, but then came back. And yeah, it was just like, okay, we're keeping the cloud cover. We're keeping a cool breeze. And then it was like my whole neighborhood is out like mowing and trimming and hedging and power washing. You know, it's like, why not? It's, you know, a really nice day for it. Although I do laugh because, again, I've mentioned that I live in probably a more liberal neighborhood. As far as the numbers go.
Not probably.
Okay, there's probably 8 of us in the whole subdivision. And so it's so funny because they're out there with their little rechargeable, you know, 17-inch electric mowers going, bzzz, you know, kind of that kind of. And I'm out there with my big zero turn, my 42-inch going, wah, it's got a Hemi in it, you know, that old kind of thing. Well, not really, but it probably could. My friend Matt could probably put one in there. I need to work on that. Anyway, so it was a great day to get out there and enjoy it. And I kind of get the impression, you know, I've not been paying as close attention to the weather because I've been doing stuff kind of while he's been talking. But we're kind of at a cool, what's the word I'm looking for, streak a little bit this week?
Or
we're
not talking.
We're not talking the upper 90s and humid and the
humidity is down for a couple of days.
That helps. That helps.
It'll be back.
I call this our fake Florida fall. It just kind of psychs us out, like, you know, like next week is going to be 98, and Bob likes to say melt your face off, and it's going to be psych. It's, you know, summer's back again. Something that has been in discussion again that we've not really heard that word that much until kind of this kind of we're getting towards fall, end of summer, and that's the word COVID. And a friend of my mom's, you know, she was sick, took a test, had COVID. I've been hearing about it from people at church. It's kind of all over the place. And, you know, it's not what it was, you know, the COVID-19 original strain. It's not that. It really is like a bad cold, the flu. You treat the symptoms. You know, odds are, unless you've got some really serious issues yourself, you're not going to die. But it kind of brings back just the fact that suddenly we're talking about that word again. And we had our good friend of the show, Dr. John, on a couple of weeks ago because I texted him like, everybody's talking about COVID. He goes, yeah, it's coming through. It's out there, seeing people in the practice, you know, trying to keep them healthy, do the hydration, do the vitamins, all that kind of thing. And then I saw a post this morning from Ed Braddy. And it's interesting how we kind of forget what things were like during COVID. I mean, I was talking to a neighbor about it the other day. It's like, when you could only walk one way down the aisle at the grocery store. And it's like, okay. And then when you're checking out, they're behind this magic plexiglass screen, which keeps both of you safe. Okay, whatever. Anyway, it was interesting to look back, and Ed Braddy posted this on the Book of Faces. Just a reminder, just 3 years ago, a third of Democrats wanted children forcibly removed from unvaccinated parents. Huh. Nearly half of Democrats wanted the unvaccinated sent to quarantine camps and critics imprisoned. Remember when you couldn't talk bad about anything that was coming out of, you know, the CDC or our little slimy doctor? Almost 60% of Democrats wanted the unvaccinated under house arrest. Now, admittedly, we didn't know at that point what we didn't know. You had, you know, Pfizer and all the big pharma telling at that one point, you know, Donald Trump, here's the efficacy of what we're putting out there. Here's what it's going to do. You know, I remember going into that Easter. We're going to, what was it, you know, get through the curve, that whole kind of thing. And it's like, as things went on, and we realized maybe the behind-the-scenes things that were going on, was it really, I don't know, a test run for control? We didn't want to think that way. You wouldn't want to, you know, put your foil hat back on. But after a while, you kind of go, well, wait a minute. Okay, things aren't exactly like we thought or were told that they were. Because, again, we didn't know what we didn't know. We know a whole lot more now. So now Donald Trump, who, of course, was in the middle of that, because ironically, one of the folks that I saw commented on Ed Braddy's post, well, do you remember who was president and who was pushing the, you know, getting the jab? Yeah, because he was being told by people who were in that industry, this is what we need to do. Hindsight? We, again, know different. So Trump is actually demanding now answers from those drug companies on, hey, what really was the effect of this? What was really working? You know, they've shown him information. He's like, well, wait a minute. People think that it was a miracle, that it saved millions of lives. Others disagree. CDC's being ripped apart over the question. He goes, I want the answer, and I want it now. You know, we had Operation Warp Speed. I mean, things, you get rid of deregulation, things can happen very quickly. And I'm glad that that part happened. I just wish that maybe we had known more, that we had less of a question as to where the virus really came from.
And?
Yes.
Can we claw back some of the money that they were, the fire hose? We opened up the fire hose and we sprayed money everywhere.
I mean, we had General Motors building ventilators and all kinds of stuff, and they ended up sitting on a ship and didn't go anywhere, didn't get used.
We had, Big Pharma to develop,
yes,
those vaccines. Wow.
But a lot of money was made in a lot of places that maybe in hindsight, was that the right thing? I don't know. All right. Hey, we are coming up on 9:15 already. It is the 9 o'clock stretch. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. And coming up next, going to talk to Maestro Evans Hale. He's a very interesting guy. He knows his stuff. There's some new and exciting entertainment options coming our way. Going to talk about that and a lot more, the Bob Rose Show. And if you happen to miss it and you want to catch it later, it's actually pretty easy. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. You won't miss anything. You can always tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Hey, good morning, and thanks for listening. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. We are coming up on 9:19. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I tell you, we love, we have a lot of guests on the show, and it varies everything from politicians to, you know, we had UPD Chief Knowles on earlier this morning. But I'm excited about our next visitor because we go back a couple of years or so, and we've never had a chance to just hang out on the show a little bit. Bob's gone, so I'm doing what I want. And so say good morning to Maestro Evans Hale. Good
Hello.
Morning, sir.
Hello. So glad to be here with you guys. It's such a pleasure, and I'm thrilled at all, of course, your continued success. The fall must be here, as I found out with school opening this morning.
And traffic.
Traffic, exactly. We're so excited because as along with the orchestra, which we've talked about so many times, the Gainesville Orchestra starting its season again in October.
Wow.
But the Hippodrome is kicking off its season now with Hitchcock at the Hippodrome, a month of murder, mystery, and mayhem, celebrating film series in the cinema, all sorts of your favorites like North by Northwest, The Birds, Vertigo, early Ooh. Ones like The Lodger, Strangers on a Train, which is actually a very, very hot movie. And then on the main stage, The 39 Steps. Four actors, 150 characters, a brilliant, brilliant production that is going to be starting on the 12th.
So now, what, you doing the orchestra is not keeping you busy enough? I mean, I know you travel between this community and like New York, and you're always somewhere. And face it, even for people who have never experienced even, you know, the orchestra live, It is something you do not want to miss because you guys have some great productions there.
You.
So you thought, okay, there's not enough time just spending doing that. So kind of tell us kind of what, you know, how did this kind of come about, just the short version of getting tied into the hip? Because while it's a production, it's still different.
Well, I mean, I've run theaters all my life.
Yes.
And that's what I do. And one of the most important things for me is keeping the arts alive.
Yes.
And the fact that there is something so special about live performance,
mm-hmm.
sitting here talking with you,
yeah.
you know, that sense and communicating with our audience, live performance, when you go see a live show, it only happens that one time. You
yes.
come back the next night, you're going to see a whole different show, mm-hmm. even if it's the same production.
Timing is different. People feel different.
Exactly.
Even the crowd in the room.
The audience makes a huge
yes.
difference. And the Hippodrome is one of the great icons. Of course, you know, every photo of Gainesville includes
yes,
that
hip.
Building, the hip,
yes.
the hip. So I was so pleased when this past April I got a phone call. They were looking at what the next chapters would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that this season I'm very happy that we are really re-engaging with a lot of our audience that trying to connect the dots between
right.
the cinema, the art gallery,
right.
and the main stage. All of which create a destination downtown, excuse me, for people to come, have dinner,
mm-hmm.
have lunch,
yep.
see a great show, go have a cocktail in the bar, and you know, go in and include everything that we do.
Well, and that's the thing, because I think a lot of folks maybe, and you know, I'm a newbie to the area, and that I've lived here now 11 years, but I for the longest time, I didn't know that theater was what it really was until I went and saw a theater there or saw a movie
yeah,
there.
Sure.
And I think people may come in, maybe they go off to the right, they grab their popcorn, they
right.
get a drink, they forget there's the gallery to your left.
Absolutely.
Local artists, you know, have some stuff on display. So, it, you know, if you're just thinking, oh, it's musicals, and that's mm-hmm. all you think of when you think of the hip, and you're right, we make a night of it. We would grab, you know, dinner at one of the restaurants
Absolutely.
Right there. Then literally, you know, maybe you park right there, you walk across the street, you're at the hip, you're part of what's going on in the community too, getting in and getting out, the whole thing. So it really is an experience. Slowly go through that list a little bit of what we're now. The season you say starts in October.
The season, no. The season for the Hippodrome starts
yes.
next week.
Oh my goodness!
September the 12th.
Okay. Wow.
With the 39 steps, which is hilarious, keep you on the edge of your seat. You are in this madcap race of spies, and
oh man,
and subterfuge.
Fun.
Then in the cinema during the month, we have The Strangers on a Train, The Lodger, which was his first silent. One of his earliest films, 1927, it's a silent murder
oh,
mystery.
Wow.
North by Northwest, of course, Cary
yes.
Grant.
Yep.
Jamaica Inn, which is a movie a lot of people don't know, which is a fantastic movie, another murder mystery. Family Plot, his last movie, comic murder mystery.
No, a comic murder mystery.
As,
now, there's a combo
one,
for
well,
you.
Well, that's what we have at the 39
just,
steps as well.
You'll just die laughing.
Ba-dum-bum, thank you. I
yeah.
forgot you're a quipper. Yes, you are, Greg.
Thank you. I think that's good.
Then we have The Birds and Vertigo. And
oh,
then
classics
in,
right there.
Absolutely. And then in the gallery, we have a new exhibit by Alfred Phillips, who's a very well-known regional artist.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so, you know, again, it's connecting the dots. Coming up next, I will tell you
yes.
that starting in October, a great classic. We encourage people to come dressed. We are doing live on stage the Rocky Horror Show.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's
hilarious.
That is absolutely going to be a winner from October the 17th through November the 2nd. We have, of course, our Christmas Carol, you know, every year, a great tradition.
Sure.
The Music of Rodgers and Hammerstein in January. Accomplice, a truly great murder mystery by Rupert Holmes. Rupert Holmes wrote The Mystery of Edwin Drood. He wrote Curtains. But you all know him because he wrote the Pina Colada song.
You know, that is, as soon as you mentioned his name, I'm like, oh my goodness, here is a one-hit wonder, and he's known for kind of a goofy, very tight, you know, it was, I don't know, you know where you were when that song was popular.
Absolutely.
And you but see, we kind of forget. It's kind of like there's a number of people like a Rupert Holmes or I'm trying to think of who was Mangione that just passed
oh, yes,
away.
Yes.
And some of those guys, if you watch TV or movies, their names will show up because they have stayed connected.
Absolutely.
And they are doing the score for a film, or maybe they've done the theme for a TV show, and you forget about these guys.
Absolutely. Even just this year, it was Rupert's adaptation of Pirates of Penzance that was just playing on Broadway. So, no, he's been very active.
No idea.
Exactly. So, but this murder mystery is, again, keep you on the edge. And then we end the season with one of those popular shows ever requested, at the hip, and certainly in most theaters, Million Dollar Quartet.
It is so funny that you say that, because seriously, from the moment you walked in, and we were just chatting before we had a chance to go on, I was going to say to you, because I know you're kind of shuffling things up and trying to bring a little more interest, one of my favorites ever there at the hip was Million Dollar Quartet.
Oh my gosh. Well,
they
you have to come back this year.
Amazing. Now, again, I don't know how many of the same people will
be. Actually, a lot of the same people will be at
it. Oh, listen, and you do not want to miss that one, for sure. It's
so
awesome.
The season is a wide variety of great, popular, and fun. We need fun right now.
Yes.
And we are offering a whole season of fun, and we're working – sorry, so croaky this morning. We are working with the downtown ambassadors, so if by some chance you want to come downtown at night, you don't feel comfortable, the ambassadors, we are having a phone number that you can call from the hip and say, listen, I'd like someone to escort me to my car.
That's
or
nice.
Whatever.
That's
yeah.
Good.
And we have done more outdoor lighting, and it's really – You will have a wonderful time whether you come on a Wednesday, Thursday night, Friday night, or whether you come to a matinee on Saturday or Sunday as well. But again, the variety of what we're doing, and we hope that people will rediscover the fact that this is this great downtown destination.
It is.
Surrounded by wonderful restaurants and places you can go before and after the show.
Well, I'm excited about some of the films they're going to be showing in the theater, especially, you know, like Vertigo and The Birds. That's exciting to me. And the fact that, you know... the holidays always, Christmas, you got to go to the hip. That's a for sure. And then when you mentioned Million Dollar Quartet, and if for some of you who may not know what the production is about, or even just maybe you've forgotten, just look up Million Dollar Quartet just for the picture, just for that photograph of the Million Dollar Quartet, and then you'll understand what this production is about.
Well, let me just say,
one.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley,
yes,
Johnny Cash, and... fourth one, you'll have to look up.
I know, I can
fourth
see him.
You have to look up.
Because he always wore, but yeah, he did blue suede shoes too, and he always tried to dress
exactly.
like him.
Exactly.
And we always forget his name.
But I will
but
say,
is,
right
yes.
now, if you want a thrill, if you want a laugh, 39 Steps starting on September the 12th. Amazing cast from Broadway and off Broadway.
I think actually Nick is looking it up for us because I can see him because
yes.
I know the picture. I've seen the production.
Carl Perkins.
Yes.
There you go.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Well, listen, Maestro, as I will still refer to you as because I love the productions that you are a part of there.
Thank you.
You've given me a reason to come watch a few movies and see a few productions. And man, what? I'm so glad you are part of this.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you all having me on.
Well,
I love chatting with you guys.
Well, thanks for coming by. Oh, man, I'm excited about that lineup. And man, like I said, I was sitting here thinking, but I missed the Million Dollar Quartet. And when he got to that part, I'm like, you've got to be kidding. It's amazing. Hey, we are coming up on 9:29. Man, this morning is wrapping us up quickly here. The Bob Rowe Show, I'm Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky. So, you hang out here often? Yeah? Okay. Good. Glad to have you here. It's the Bob Rowe Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. We're coming up on 9:38. I do that to my wife all the time. We'll be out someplace, and we'll have, like, separated and come back. I'm like,
okay.
Hey, good looking. You hang out here often? At which point she rolls her eyes.
That's not Greg again.
Yeah. What was it? What did the maestro call me? A quipper.
A quipper.
Because I will toss a
yes.
quip in. Evans was
You're
great.
You're one of
Listen,
them.
If you missed the segment, last segment, with Evans Hale. He is the maestro with the orchestra, but now actually has a lot of things going on with the Hippodrome. That's going to be amazing. You don't have to miss it because you can go back. Through the wonders of technology, you don't have to miss any part of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on all the madcap hilarity that has gone on even this morning in Bob's absence. But also, you just want to check out a segment like that with the maestro and see what's going on. Sounds like they've got an amazing bunch of fun things going on as far as performances, the theater, and of course, the gallery there at the Hip. So it is fun, especially, like I said, come Christmas time when everybody's got the lights on and the whole kind of thing, and you go out to eat, you're with some friends or family, then go to the Hip, watch a great Christmas production. That is always just a lot of fun. Some of the headlines, a couple of them we have not gotten to. One I saw this morning, Nestle, which, we love us some Nestle because we love us some chocolate, have dismissed their chief executive over a relationship issue. Now, I will tell, when I first saw this, I thought maybe the chocolate chips and the butterscotch chips all got together. We were having a little something going on there,
Kind of.
It turns out, though, it's the chief executive and a subordinate. They got together, kind of like the chocolate and the butterscotch chips, and apparently that is frowned upon. Because, we think of Nestle, chocolate bar. They're like this huge Swiss multinational conglomerate. I mean, they are a big deal worldwide, and so they're a little bit bigger than that. And so, they don't let you do that sort of thing. So he's out. Mentioned Rosie O'Donnell. I guess it was the other day. I said, man, we hear more from her now than before she left the country. Now, she was one of those from Hollywood, like several others, who said, if Donald Trump wins, I'm leaving. And most of them were like, we're waiting. That was the first time around that he ran and won. Let's see. Rosie O'Donnell left. Ellen DeGeneres left. Ryan Gosling left. So there's a few that have. And that's okay. If you think life is better someplace else, knock yourself out, because you can. But Rosie just, she and Trump went back and forth all the time. They are not fans of each other in the least. He called her all kinds of names, and she'd talk about him calling her all kinds of names. But apparently she got a little bit ahead of herself, and this is what the left do. It's like the politicians, we had the school shooting at the Catholic school the other day. They can't even wait until, the school is cleared before they're on their agendas of MAGA had something to do with it, and it's Republicans, and it's NRA members, and it's all the, people with guns and assault weapons, weapons of war. They cannot even have enough patience to shut their mouths until we even know what all happened. And this has been the case because, Clay and Buck have been referring to the trans terrorism that has been going on. You look at so many of the people who've been involved in shootings, and there is a connection. There's a mental thing going on there. Well, Rosie, she couldn't help herself. Immediately, she did, as she even admitted, she did not do her due diligence. She assumed it had to be a MAGA Republican tied into that terrorist organization, the NRA. She just couldn't help herself. Well, I have to give her credit in the sense that she has followed up at least and says, okay, I messed up. I made an emotional statement. I failed to do my due diligence. She assumed, and my electronics teacher back in high school wrote it on the chalkboard, wrote the word assume, and shows what happens when you assume. She assumed the shooter, who identified as a female, changed his name from Robert to Robin at the age of 17, must have been one of those NRA-loving kind of gun people. Now, although I have to disagree with something in her apology or correction, I guess, she said, I assumed, like most shooters, that's wrong. She said, I assumed, like most shooters, they followed a standard MO, and had standard, feelings of, NRA-loving kind of gun people. That's not most shooters. Most of them aren't conservatives. Do we have our nut jobs on our side of the aisle? Absolutely. But when you go and actually do your homework, you'll find that so many of these are anti-Trump. They're anti-MAGA. They have all, well, there are mental issues, and a lot of times they are following other mass shooters. So at least I have to give her a little bit of credit, even though in her correction she had to say, like most shooters, and that is, again, incorrect. But, again, if you're getting any kind of a correction out of some of these people, that's probably a good thing. But that, you know, people get out there in Hollywood, they get in the music industry, and they just kind of so many of them just lose their ever-loving mind. And it affects the industry. I mean, you know, Bob and I have talked about the fact that we used to love the music of Bruce Springsteen back in the day, you know, high school, after high school. But then after time goes by and you realize who these people are as people, and they go so far overboard, and they've done that with Trump so much, just to be over the top, critical, rehashing and spouting lies of things that are CNN headlines. They just jump on that again, like Rosie did. Don't do your homework for yourself. Don't pay attention yourself. Don't just listen to the headline. It's like a guy that, that Bob and I know from a few years ago. It was after the Charlottesville thing. And he and I got into a conversation, if you will. He was basically telling us how bad we were and all the lies that we share on the show. And I said, that's it. And they were talking about what the president said of good people on both sides. Well, he was convinced he had done his homework. He knows what the president said and what context it was in. But he didn't, because he was just getting his headlines from the CNNs of the world, the mainstream media. And it was a misconstrued version of what the president had said. And so we see that even now with the mentality in Hollywood. How many of you, even Snoop Dogg the other day, was like, what? You know, he's got his grandkid going to a movie. He just wants to see a movie. And what? They have to integrate all these woke, these DEI, these LGBTQ plus whatever lifestyle things in movies that are targeting your kids or your grandkids. They just can't help themselves. It's kind of like they know the squeaky wheel is there. They're in their little bubble of Hollywood or the music industry or, you know, whichever. And we wonder, well, I guess it was, I always want to say Nick Nolte, just because it's kind of like Nolte from Breitbart was doing a thing. Looking at what even the executives of the movie industry are saying. One was talking to the Hollywood Reporter, said, I'm very, very nervous for the future. That's a studio executive telling a far left, you know, rag, the Hollywood Reporter, that they're concerned. Now, here's a crazy thought. How about getting back to basics? If it's a comedy, just make it funny. If it's a mystery, make us figure it out. But when you have to take the path, which I guess is the least resistance for them in lefty Hollywood land, of having to integrate all these things, all these concepts and things that have nothing to do with the movie at all. There's so many times when Jen and I, because we'll binge. We don't have a lot of TV time. And so we will binge on a series. And it's like, and I know I say it out loud every time, and she knows I'm going to say it out loud every time, when it's like, okay, we were going along fine. There's this family, and this is happening, and then they just have to throw a couple of guys kissing. Why? Really? To pander to a small percentage of people who are looking forward to being noticed and given attention? Dog food commercial. Why do you have to have a gay couple in the dog food commercial? Again, live your lifestyle, fly your freak flag, whatever you want to do, that is fine. But sometimes it's kind of like, do we have to integrate these things into everything? And I guess it just gets a little frustrating. It is the world we live in, but such is the case. But right now, let's turn that frown upside down. That's right. Time for Things to Make You Smile. Brought to you this morning by Transformation Dentistry. Stop by. Learn more about Dr. Samantha Annis and why Bob's smile is so pretty. Let's get you lined up. What is making you smile today? We'd love to know things that make you smile. Here you go. 877-975-9825. 877-WSKYTALK. Things that make you smile. A 97.3 The Sky. Chicago makes me smile. I mean, the band, not the song. I mean, no, not the city. Yeah. You knew what I meant. All right. Let's get you lined up here. 877-975-9825. Something non-political. I know that is the hard part. Something that is indeed making you smile this morning. And let's say good morning. Hey, Mike, what's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. Good job, Nick. In addition to the perfect weather I've been enjoying up here at the daughter and grandkids' house, I mean, it's 72, clear and blue to 22, light breeze, white tails sticking their heads out of the hedgerow. But what was really nice this morning to go with my coffee was my son-in-law's mother baked us 2 dozen pumpkin chocolate chip scones, and they melt in your mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
He's just piling on.
I'm telling you, I'm glad we've got some of these. luckily, we do still have some of these chocolate chip cookies from Friday. I put them in the fridge that Rebecca Herm made for us.
Yep.
Now, I did freeze the bag that she made for Bob.
Oh, is that right?
But, you know, he's going to be gone for a while.
He won't enjoy them.
They'll be old. They'll dry out by then.
He gets picky about that
stuff. You know, so yeah. I think we probably just would probably open those up
in about 10 minutes,
something like that. We can pop them in the little oven back there. And no, chocolate chip cookies of course always make me smile. But also, yeah, just like Mike was saying, yesterday's weather, because I've been putting off a lot of the yard work around the house just because it's been so stinking hot or pouring down rain, but yesterday was a perfect and beautiful day to get out.
It really was.
Got some things done, so I kind of wish it would rain on it now, because it'll all be nice and green and look really good. So, anyway, thanks for being a part of Things That Make You Smile today, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry. But, as Bob will say, we're not done yet. No, coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Talking about Rosie O'Donnell and all these lefty Hollywood wackadoodles who have left America because Donald Trump is the president. Well, actress Robin Wright is the latest to say she's glad she left the United States. And where is she? She's in the United Kingdom. She's in Britain. I love being in this country. They're living. It's a freedom of self here. People are so kind and all these wonderful things about living in Britain. She forgets the fact that, I don't know, in 2023 alone, about 12,000 Britons were arrested for not having government-approved political ideals. And don't even get us going on if you post something online. Sometimes reality is the smoking gun. And the smoking gun brought to you this morning by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Nick and Bob, wherever he's at, I'm Greg Cassidy. Have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow on The Sky.